Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know, yesterday we interviewed one of your colleagues from the U of C about the possibility of a recession. My producer sent you that conversation. Did you get a chance to listen to it?
I did get a chance to listen to it.
So what did you think?
So, you know, let me say from the outset, I don't think it's ever fair to debate someone when they're not in the room, but I can just give some broad reactions. You know, Casey is, he's a terrific economist. He's really well respected in academic circles. But I just took issue with a lot of the things he had to say. The first was about the probability of a recession. So, you know, you can ask me my opinion and you can ask him his opinion, but there are entities that go ahead and ask hundreds of economists their opinion and they report out on it. So, we've seen over the past few days there have been these surveys of economists that show really big increases in how much economists are worrying about recessions. Three-fourths of economists surveyed by the National Association of Business Economists think we'll see a recession in the next few years. The chance of a recession, according to economists, in the next 12 months has doubled since President Trump took office. So I think that, you know, economists across the board are starting to worry more and more about this.
That NABE study that said that three-quarters of them think we're closer to a recession now, that we're on our way, he characterized that group as working for businesses that simply don't like trade policies that really only hurt them a little bit. So he thought that was sort of a jaundiced group. What do you make of that?
I mean, I wouldn't characterize our business sector as when it comes to trade, you know, he said yesterday that there was only about $30 billion worth of tariffs. The number that we've seen from J.P. Morgan and others say when these tariffs are fully phased in, it'll be more like $140 billion, so it's much higher. And tariffs don't just impact the people who directly pay them, who are the importers who bring goods from abroad to the United States. They impact people across the board. So think about Illinois, for example. The Chamber of Commerce absolutely hates this tariff policy. It's put out a lot of data around who's being impacted by the tariffs. They say in Illinois there's about $5 billion worth of exports which could be subject to tariffs. About $1.5 billion of those are for soybean farmers. These retaliatory tariffs on soybean exports don't just hurt the soybean farmers. They hurt the people who make tractors. They hurt people who provide services for the farmers, you know, who now can't pay for those services. So you see this ripple effect throughout the economy when we have this trade war, and that's why everyone's so concerned. To characterize it as minor, I think, is really an unfair characterization.
So do you think we're closer to a recession, or is one inevitable?
Nothing's inevitable. I worry a lot about a recession for a few reasons. One, this trade war is just so erratic. And, you know, it's got businesses worried. Really, every survey that I can find of confidence, whether it's consumers or businesses or investors, show that people are really concerned about this trade war, not just because it's a trade war, but because it seems to be so up and down and erratic and unhinged. You know, one day we'll get some sort of announcement that there'll be tariffs on China. The next day it's they've been repealed until December. Really, no one has any idea what's going on, and no one likes this type of uncertainty. The second thing that makes you really concerned is not just whether or not we're going to have a trade war, but our ability to handle it. And, you know, I was Joe Biden's chief economist. Obviously, I'm sort of a pro-Obama economist who believes a lot in the policies of the administration, but I think that Obama kind of wrote the book on how to recover from a recession. We've had this almost 10-year recovery coming out of 2008, and that book says you need to work with your allies. You need to work with your allies abroad. You need to work with the Federal Reserve, and you need to work with people in another party. And I think that there's some concern that you won't see that type of cooperation coming out of this administration.
The criticism of the Obama recovery is that it's been too slow and too small.
I did two stints in the Obama administration. After 2012, there was a Senate Majority Leader who said that he would not pass any legislation that came out of the Obama administration. So a lot of the things that President Obama wanted to do, he was handcuffed by an uncooperative Congress. But when he could actually pass legislation, he did an enormous amount. He passed the Affordable Care Act. He passed the Recovery Act. He passed the largest tax cut for the middle class in the history of this country. So those first few years of the Obama administration, if they were allowed to continue, I think it would have been a lot stronger.
Has the book been written on the Affordable Care Act and its impact on the economy? Has that been good for us or bad for us, or we don't know yet?
Look, I think it was a positive act. Millions more people have health insurance. We've seen a steep decrease in the escalation of health care costs. I think the Affordable Care Act was a good thing, but you've seen some efforts by Congress to roll it back, to make it more expensive for insurers to provide services. So 20 years from now, we'll have a better idea. But from right now, people who didn't have insurance before who have it now, it's looking like a pretty good piece of legislation.
Let's go back to the R word. So I asked you if you are worried about it, and you said, I'm not exactly sure where you are. Like, is it going to happen next year? And when do we know when we're in a recession? What's the thing that happens that throws that up?
Well, so the technical definition of a recession is when you see a contraction for two straight quarters. And it's, I think, worth noting that right now we are technically in a manufacturing recession. So America's manufacturers have been contracting since the beginning of the year. A recession happens when our economy stops growing, and what we're in right now is a period of pretty slow growth moving forward. So if you look at all the projections coming out of government forecasters, whether it's the Federal Reserve or the Congressional Budget Office, they usually show growth at around 1.6, 1.7, 1.8% moving forward, which isn't that high above zero. You're just a few steps away from actually shrinking. So I'm worried about the low growth moving forward. And like I said, I'm worried that this is sort of a self-inflicted recession. You know, with the 2007 recession, not a lot of people saw it coming. It happened because of a crash in the housing market that we just didn't think could happen. And we sort of thought there was this inevitable rise in housing prices. Right now, we've been sounding the alarm bells since day one that it's not a great idea to pick a trade fight with our allies. And it's continued and it's escalated and it feels inevitable, but it also could have been avoided.
Could have been avoided, but probably is going to happen. I mean, maybe I'm putting too much emphasis on the, is it going to happen? Like suddenly I'll wake up and the grass will be a different color. If we're in a recession, what would our listeners notice most? How would their lives be different?
It depends on the nature and the depth of the recession, but first off, people start losing their jobs. You know, businesses stop investing. Businesses are some of the most forward-looking entities in the economy. And if businesses stop investing, then it's time to get worried. If businesses stop hiring, it's time to get worried. It means that they're anticipating a slowdown in economic activity. If we stop seeing raises built into wage contracts, it's time to get worried. So it's hard to say exactly what would happen in a given recession. Some recessions see declines in housing prices, others don't. But it would almost certainly be felt for people who are in the labor force.
Couple of texters say, John, we need to find an economist that's just worried about money and doesn't care about either party to get an honest observation. My opinion only, says 630. What do you make about that? So I had a Trump guy on. Now you're a Biden-Obama guy. What's a listener to do, right?
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, everyone has their point of view, and I try to be transparent about mine. I spent 2.5 years advising the vice president as his chief economist, and I've stayed with him ever since, so you kind of know where I'm coming from. But again, it's not just me. It's all of the National Association of Business Economists who are worried about a recession. The increase in the debt and deficit is undeniable. This is the Congressional Budget Office. When it comes to the trade war, J.P. Morgan says that if all of the Trump tariffs go into effect, it's going to cost the average household $1,000 a year, which is real money for a lot of people. So, you know, don't just take me, Ben Harris, Biden advisors' word for it. Listen to the banks and the Fed and the Congressional Budget Office, because they're as unbiased as you're going to get.
What would I do then if I say, okay, I've heard these two guys, they don't agree, but I'm going to be cautious and assume that a recession is coming, and that the economy's going to shrink. Maybe I'll lose a job, or my kid won't get a job, or the second job we have is going to go away, stuff like that. What should people do to sort of, you know, prepare for that?
Well, so the economist, I'm sort of torn. This is a great question, because if you're worried that your future circumstances are going to deteriorate, the answer is to save a bit now, to spread out the pain. But the problem is, when we go into recessions, everyone starts saving, and then it makes the problem worse. But if you really are worried about losing your job or making your car payment, now is probably the time to start saving. I'm also going to give you a political answer, and you know where I'm coming from on this, but I worry a lot about this president's policies and this president's ability to handle a recession should it come. And that's not just a Democrat versus Republican thing. I think someone like John McCain or Mitt Romney would have done a much better job handling this recession. So I think that within Washington, D.C. and the policy circles, there's just a desire to get a little more stability in the White House than we have now.
Do you think the economy would have grown as robustly if Hillary Clinton had won?
So that's interesting. So we had, at the end of 2017, we had this really big tax cut. And if you look at what President Trump has done on economic policy, he's really done two big things. One, he's passed a huge tax cut that cost about $2 trillion. And two, he's instituted these tariffs, usually in the name of national security. The tax cut would not have been passed by Hillary Clinton, one, because we had a Republican Congress that wouldn't have cooperated, and two, because it was not how she would have designed a tax cut. That tax cut was almost all directed towards corporations. It cut the top corporate tax rate from about 35% down to 21%. It was a really steep cut in the corporate tax rate, and we were promised all this extra investment, and we didn't really get it. But Hillary Clinton probably would not have passed the tax cut. So I don't think we would have seen this sort of sugar rush increase in 2018 that we saw. You wouldn't have seen the run-up in the stock market because we wouldn't have had the tax cut. But at the same time, we wouldn't have had this extra $2 trillion in debt. So would the 2018 economy have been humming as much with Hillary Clinton as with Donald Trump? Probably not. But the 2025 economy probably would have been better off.
630, interesting point. Recession is the scare tactic of the Democrats. Businesses cannot find enough people to hire. I've talked to a lot of people in the trades anyway, and that's true, and probably in the tech corridor as well. How do we reconcile those things with what you're saying?
So that's true. Right now, today, we have a really tight labor market nationally, and in a lot of local labor markets, it's really tough to find workers. I happen to think that counting jobs is a sort of bad way to describe how well the economy is doing. A lot of people have jobs that they can't provide for a living wage on, that they don't feel secure in, where they don't have a lot of leverage or bargaining power. But it is true that today we have a really low unemployment rate, and if you're just looking for any paycheck, you're probably going to find a job. But I don't think that's necessarily representative of the real economy.
I'm out of time, but that's an interesting point and counterpoint from our last two guests, one from Northwestern and one from the University of Chicago yesterday. Ben Harris, I really appreciate your time today. I'm going to call on you again. I hope you can join us.